Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wasn't Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Yo. Who had? Straight from the motherfucking Matrix. We back.
What's going on, kid?
What up, Dunny?
How y'all? Who had? Everything good?
Treacherous Greek back in the building.
You did?
You fucking know it, boss. It's
yeah,
going
word,
down.
Man,
you heard
word,
this new thing, you know what I'm saying? You know I got my money on, kid. Special Screwball Radio Show, motherfucking special motherfucking Super Bowl edition, you heard?
You betting on Brady in.
Oh, you know we got to go for the OG, homie. This is like what hip-hop is right now. The young versus the old. So we're going to make, we're going to have to, Tommy Brady going to step up and we're going to take this shit home, you heard?
Yeah, he better hope he do.
Yeah, that young boy, hey, that young boy ain't no joke, kid. The young boy is the future.
Brady ain't trying
Brady's
to let that go right now, though.
Brady's the time traveler. Brady's the time traveler, nigga. He's going back in time. But
the young
boy, he's the future.
Coming for two. He coming for two. Not this year.
He against somebody else, maybe. Not against Tom Terrific, baby boy.
I don't know.
What Vegas say? What Vegas got to say about it?
Cool.
What's the odds in Vegas, homie? You know?
I'm about to
look that up now while y'all chopping it up, so that way. If y'all listen to the show and y'all want to put y'all bread down, y'all know your odds.
Oh, it's real, man. You better go with your heart, homie. Go with your heart. The heart tells you, Tom Terrific. You heard? He played in his home, first time ever. Come on, man. You know Tommy Boy taking this shit home.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Nah, man, that nigga's gonna sound confident in Tom Brady.
Nah, that other guy can't come into play, man. He's coming to play.
Well, my homies, my home, that nigga ain't no joke, man. But we'll see. You heard?
My
it's all about breaking down the defense. Like, you can't throw nothing at Brady he ain't never seen before, kid. This young boy, he got some holes. He got some holes in his motherfucking armor. You know?
Yeah.
Vegas is betting.
I don't know.
Bet a lot on. They betting broad on Brady this year. That's what Vegas betting on.
Oh,
yeah,
smart money. Smart money going. Smart money going with motherfucking Tom Terrific, nigga. That's that smart money.
Cause they don't know about
yeah,
these. They don't know about these young team. Cause the young team, they ain't really been to the dance. Brady, this is like a trip to the ballpark for him.
Yeah, he been there, kid.
They was
there
last
year. Gronk, is Big Gronk in it? He's hurt or he there? He playing?
Yeah, he's still playing. He's still playing. All right. But, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, niggas don't know.
All I'm saying is,
gonna,
you know, my home was there last year.
Go ahead and wait
Brady
for the first half
there.
And put a G down.
Brady wasn't there last year. Who was there last year? Mahomes was there last year. I don't know. Tom Terrific couldn't get there last year.
He couldn't get there, man. But, you know, certain things, man, they ain't add up. You heard? But he there now. So once he's there, it's a problem. It may be, you know what I'm saying? All Tommy do is gotta get there. Once he gets there,
if he
there,
win it this time, this
trouble.
Is his sixth ring.
Oh yeah, he gonna be the GOAT for real. He the GOAT. He gonna be the GOAT in all athletics, in all sports. If he get that, he's the GOAT. Now he up there with
yeah,
Jordan if he get that for real.
Yeah, he definitely got a better, you know, he's older, so he's been there more times. I mean, he's been in the games, like, what, 10 years, and he's been there six times or something like that?
Nigga been in the game since niggas was fucking, these little niggas was in school and shit, yo.
He the only one left out there. He got to the point where a lot of his peers are actually head coaches. That's how long he been in the game.
That's crazy. That's crazy
yeah,
how he did that.
This Brady's 10th career Super Bowl appearance. So he's been there 10
wow.
times and won 6 out of the 10. So
come on, Tom. You know he got to get this one. And he ain't done. He's not done. He's playing to about 50. Brady got another 5 years left before he call it, man. Unless niggas put hands on him and fucking cripple that motherfucker.
Unless they try to hurt him on purpose, like they try to do Jim McMahon, we had to take him back to the the dude for the Packers threw him on his shoulder and he kind of like ended his career. Like they hurt him on purpose.
How old was he when that happened?
And I think this was because I saw this on the 30 for 30 with the Chicago Bears, the 85 Bears team. I think he was in his 30s when that happened.
Yeah, shit is real, my nigga. Once you get up there, man, motherfuckers be trying to ruin you, yo. Niggas don't want you to pass certain shit, but, you know, you can't stop greatness, you know? Just like with this hip-hop shit, nigga, you can't stop greatness. That's what we here to hit y'all with. Nothing but great music, dope shit. Fire all day.
We got a lot of
heat
to play, man.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot for y'all today.
Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Now, the first joint we going to play is from my man, Conway the Machine. He dropped his new album. And we're going to drop this joint here called Red Beams. And we're going to get back to it. We're going to talk about that. Call number is 516-531-9596. Screwball Radio. Let's go.
Let's get it, man.
Yeah, nigga. We on go mode, nigga. 24/7, bitch. Yeah, young boy with me. Swam Bowley in his hoodie, nigga. Look, got the throttle in a Balenciaga jean jacket. Beam on a ratchet. You see we active, nigga. You see we whack shit. 30s in them Glocks when you see me clap shit. The shooter of my team, I'm Steven Jackson. And I want all the smoke. They knew one day I'd be called the GOAT with the bars I wrote since my mother's water broke. They highly regarded when I spoke. This shit like the lethal injection, but a larger dose cap. See, they invent, they don't never let the machine in it.
They don't let me
I mean,
in.
Who I gotta compete against? A bunch of little boys and auto-tune senior comedians. I'm blind when he went back to Cleveland. Here come the king again.
Here come the king
I just
again,
flew
again,
this
nigga.
Pretty bitch that resembles Sweetie and booked a flight with Expedia. She said, you being cheap again. Fucking that bitch raw, busting her, and I'm gonna leave it in. Then have her in an Uber texting when she gonna see me again. Streets wanted to see me and Big Ghost do our thing again.
We
they
back,
see the
man.
Level up, they know the kind of bags I'm bringing in.
I'm
Greek
eating.
Freak shit, 2020, I'm MVP again.
Uh-huh.
Show the whole world, nobody fucking with me again. Look,
me,
I'm from the bottom, most of our mamas was drug addicts. Then we grew up and started dabbling in drug traffic.
Yeah.
That was the homie, now we gotta throw a slug at him. Got his paperwork back, found out that he was ratting.
Bitch.
Send the goons to see his baby mom.
Then the goons will go see that bitch.
He gon' walk in, he gon' see his shooter,
he
baby, in his arm.
Give me that fucking
yeah.
baby, nigga.
Fuck your bitch and your kids, nigga. You know what you did, nigga.
You know what you did, what you...
They found pieces of his brains in the kitchen. Machine, yo, you trippin'. Fuck.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
Number Fire, K. I don't know what happened. I can't really hear that joint. It's kind of low, but I know it's Number Fire.
Yeah, that joint's off the new
yeah.
Conway album. It's called If It Bleeds, It Can Be Killed. You know, produced by Big Ghost. The whole little project was produced by Big Ghost. Definitely out there on Bandcamp. Go check that
the
out.
Niggas are coming with that fire, man. What's the problem right now with Benny and Conway and them niggas? Remember, they got a little problem, man.
Nah, there's no
they doing
problem.
That just for attention.
There's no problem over there.
Okay, because I was hearing shit like he's leaving and all that shit. I don't know.
Nah, he's not leaving, but he did start his own company called Drumwork.
Okay, you know. It'd be
still
like
Griselda.
That. Okay, you know, I'm going to keep the great niggas together, man, you know what I'm saying? I hate when niggas, you know, get up there and then niggas fucking go their own separate ways and shit. It's like, come on, man, let's keep this shit together, my nigga.
But y'all came in as a crew, you gotta stay a crew and make that money as a crew.
Yeah, man, you
yeah,
know,
see,
some people
well,
try
you see, to... You see Wu-Tang, you know? There's been talk about Wu-Tang having their issues inside, but, you know, they still come together like brothers and handle their business and keep giving people good music, you know?
Exactly, right. You're going to have problems. You're going to have beef, but just come. The people want to hear y'all niggas, you know, so don't fucking disappoint the fans.
Yeah, definitely don't. Yeah.
Plus, you always, you know, so everybody niggas that go their separate ways, they don't really do too good by yourself. Like, when Eric... EPMD broke up. It wasn't the same no more when you hear Eric Sherman by himself and Parrish by himself. It's like, damn, you're always waiting to hear the other one come in.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think that when Eric went off and did, you know, the whole Death Squad thing, he actually was breaking through things, you know? He was working, you know? He wasn't just... You know what I mean? He had more control of what was going on. Where before, a lot of the time, I heard that, you know, PMD had more control, you know. Eric was just the guy that was making the beats and all that. And when he became, you know, head of Death Squad, it was a different reality. But I know what you mean. I know what you mean, you know. There's plenty of people that left crews out there that they ain't flourished like they were supposed to.
Hell no, yo. Niggas left and didn't pop off, yo. I got to think about who left their crew and didn't really pop off. Like, a lot of niggas, man.
The crazy thing about it, I'm looking at now, before I got on the show, I seen that the St. Lunatics, Nelly's crew, they even going at it right now. I'm like, damn, they ain't no
yeah, look at Cuban Link and Terror Squad. You know, Cuban Link was supposed to be right after Big Pun, you know? And, you know, he tried to go off on his own, but you haven't really heard nothing from Cuban Link on his own, you know? So it happens.
Like, it's good to go your own, but never forget your crew, you know?
Yeah, it happens.
That's how the Wu-Tang, they kept their holding the game real strong because they know by off the strength of those logos, niggas was going to still buy the album. All they had to
yeah, because niggas always waiting
there.
To hear new Wu-Tang. Niggas was always waiting for a new Wu-Tang. So, they different.
Yeah, but when there's no hidden agendas and you guys have a difference, you could always come back to the real because, you know, there's no hidden agendas. But sometimes people have hidden agendas, you know. They might feel that,
oh, yeah.
that they might be
behind that money. It's all behind that money, homie. Behind that money, that's the only thing when shit get funny.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely best to just keep it 100 and do business, man. That's the bottom line. Once contracts are signed, it's no longer friendship. It's business, you know.
That's a big transition for a lot of groups because they used to dealing with it on a homeboy level. And now when it's business, now you got to go to that man on a business level and it's not really the same. It's like a different mentality to go in.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's definitely going to be different because now
your homeboy don't want to hear, yo, you getting 20% out of his fucking pockets. But yo, nigga, we doing this together, nigga. I brought you in. Your homeboy don't understand that, yo, you get 20% out of what he make. He don't understand that shit.
Yeah, but that, you know, stuff like that, I always think should be in the contract. You know, even after that's your homeboy, some people don't know how to watch. And, you know, you got to read the fine print. You know, you got to read that print. It's just like a manager. You know, when you got a manager on you, he's going to take 15 to 20%. Now, if you're not reading your paperwork and, you know, things come in and he's taking his 20 off the top and now you're wondering why he's walking away with 20, you read your paperwork. Always good to read the paperwork, man.
I mean, you gotta get something. Niggas think niggas is working for free? Nah, niggas. Niggas gotta get something, homie.
They definitely gotta get something. That's the shit.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Break off your people's right. Treat your people's right. Everybody stay together forever, man. Let's get this money. Ain't nothing but money.
You see how the Walmart cats do it, they still sticking together eating good, so we can take that mentality and make all that money, and even most importantly, you have an issue or beef, man, handle that behind closed doors, man. Don't blast that nigga on Instagram, pulling your heart out. We don't want to see that.
Nah, because once you get to a certain point, ain't no return in it, you know what I'm saying? Once you come out your face to a certain point, you know, there's no going backwards, you know?
Yeah, definitely not. You know, once you cross that line, you know?
Especially in front of people, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't just keep the shit in house.
Especially especially in the public, man. You know how people in the middle, they love to incite shit. Because they love drama anyway.
Yeah, nigga, I love music. Man, I want to hear some music, nigga. I love music. Play some fucking music. Yeah. Rock head.
Go back to it, man. We talking that game, and we going to... Matter of fact, we're going to drop another joint. We're going to drop another joint here from this crew, the Triad. And this joint here is called Trended Strike.
That's Indigo Phoenix. And, you know, the Triad movement. You know, they out of Atlanta.
Indigo Phoenix, what up? Indigo, yeah. We got some spitters on the team, man.
Definitely got some heat.
Give it to him. Holla.
Let's go.
Second, make sure this thing get going. We gonna get this in.
Shout out everybody worldwide tuning in, man.
I'm trying to get my connection back up. My apology. But we gonna have to join up in a second. Hang on. Call number is 516-531-9596. Let's go.
No God will ever again come to your aid.
Kaboom, guessing when the room. Hot like the middle of June. Dope getting cooked in the spoon. My presence is felt in the room. Hood like them jail visits. Contraband in balloons. Your bride give me head. Clean up nice. She like the way I groom. Sun crossed the equator. A king was born 2 days later. Mathematical terms, greatest denominator. Divide the inches just equally. No remainder. Fuck the fake love. I'd rather be supported by a stranger. Tribe that strikes. We bringing a heavy storm. Earthquake. Shake shit up like Posey. Dawn, pros and cons, no debating on the head, we far gone. What you consider hot, I call lukewarm. Took you off the stove early, should have left you on long. I'm a pressure cooker, high steam, smoke every song. Dropping bombs, it's Triad, whether right or wrong.
No God will ever again come to your aid. You are on your own. Do you understand, mortal?
Authenticity epitome. Mediocre MCs plotting, thinking they can't get rid of me. Y'all gotta be kidding me. MGC, your ability. Violent, vibrant, volatile versatility. Use to its maximum utility. Cadence sharp and cutthroat. Always doing the utmost. My shit hit different. Don't care what such and such wrote. Your feelings only hurt by the truth that I spoke. My love language is money. Your niggas dying like broke. Nothing but jokes. Keep firing until it registers. Send your good sister get at me. Just know I'm fucking dead in her. And we're uno competitor. Mad steps ahead of her. Make waves like Poseidon. Ain't no fucking hiding. Her body washed up in the tide. Romping with me is a gamble. Mother of flames, too hot to handle. Smite vandal. Leave your whole career in fucking shambles. Smite you. Then to put your head up on the mantle. Applying pressure. I want the greater, nothing lesser.
Ball like Kyrie, push the pill when I handle. Games made substantial, known as set an example. Connect with the spirit off wax, burning the candles. Your round table meeting got more squares than the flannels. That ain't doing you justice. Talking hard body when you sweeter than custard. Your spleen get ruptured. Bullet holes, knife that'll puncture. But trying to bring harm to our juncture. It's honeys they front for. Loving them broke whores. Access no issue, man. We kick down closed doors. Got them like, oh lord. All truth is nothing like folklore. Keep the bag coming on both shores. That's west to the east. Got them stressed off the squeeze. That's the rugged nigga. Respect the rugged niggas. Let's go.
Hardcore shit straight from the Matrix. You heard Schoolboy Radio coming with that hardcore shit. And go Phoenix and the fam. Yo, I love that shit right there. It's the hardcore shit. I love hardcore shit all day.
Yeah, Indigo, stay working, man. She's on fire right now, man. We definitely
Where is she repping from again?
She's originally from New York, but she's out in Atlanta. You know, she repped the low life south down there with Shabam Sadiq. You know, shout out Shabam Sadiq. know.
No doubt.
She got her own little, she got her own little thing, you know, the triads, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, Underground is alive.
That joint is raw, man.
Definitely. I you know, like, maybe. I love hip hop, man. I love hip hop. So when I hear something dope, it's gotta be played. It's gotta be played, man. People gotta hear it. People be one track mind sometimes, and you know.
Especially the females. You know what I'm saying? Ain't too many underground females that's killing it. So, you know, hats off to the female underground MCs.
Definitely.
Yeah, like there's only a few, like. Yeah, I don't know, yo. You know anything about the female rappers, the underground rappers? Like, there's a few rappers out there that's female that I give them high praise. You know, like
what?
Jean Grey.
In the battle circuit, they tear niggas up, man. The females is nasty in the battle. You gotta watch Babs Bunny,
oh,
man. Queen of the Ring. Yo,
like, I know a few.
The Queen of the
man.
Ring
that you
get
in.
Yeah,
I want to send a big shout out to. Three of them that stay in my city, as a matter of fact. We had them on Off the Cuff Radio. I want to send a shout-out to Irresistible 919, Nina Brown, Venomous. That's just a few off the head I know. They straight raw with the mic.
Yeah, I know that.
I know Smack, he actually, on his events, he'll put a female battle rapper against a male battle rapper. You know?
Oh, yeah, all day,
like,
all day.
Like, that's dope to me, you know? That's dope. You want that smoke,
yeah,
it don't matter what.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Male, female, they're going to give you that smoke.
That's when I had to get at Shantae one time. Roxanne Shantae, I had to take her out in the building. She came downstairs saying her little rhyme and shit. Sound like a little squeaky voice. I had to just tear her ass up real quick, let her know, yo, woof, woof, yo, the dog is here. Yeah. Well, it's all gravy. That's from peoples. Shout out to Shantae. But, yeah, everybody had to feel it, you know?
Yeah, I like a female that can step in the midst of the lions. Just like I remember how Foxy, she held her own on the Hot Shot Your remix, how Kim held her own on the Quiet Storm remix. Lady of Rage is just a whole nother level, straight beast.
Remy Ma, man.
What? Shit,
Ma.
Wish I could bring Pun back. Wow, nigga, run that, yo. You crazy, Remy, one of the illest. I just put a video
definitely.
Up when she battled that girl, Lady Luck. That was an ill fucking battle.
Yeah, Lady Luck is dope too, you know?
No, we got Screwball, you know, versatile. She's part of the team. She tan bitches heads off and on the mic, so niggas gonna get more from GS soon.
I put her against guys.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Your verse, I hear you out there. You got that smoke.
Yeah. We got you, Virg. We got you. Trust that. We got you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And like
on
I
that
said,
note,
man, I'm going to
keep some more music popping. You heard?
Definitely.
Most def, man. Most def. We got some more heat coming, man. Matter of fact, this is another underground joint for this dude to go by the name of Jay Holly and Prime. This joint is called Free Smoke.
Hold up. Now, that joint right there, I found that song today. I was just scrolling, and this come on my timeline. I pressed play. I had to press play two more times. Shout out Jay Holly and Prime. That joint is official.
Oh, shit, they made you rewind?
Yo,
they made
free smoke. Free smoke, kid.
Oh,
we gotta hit this joint.
Let's drop it.
Yeah,
give it to him.
Yeah. 20 years of pain. Hard work and dedication. Elevate. Come on. R.I.P.'s Ray Mose.
here to bring the game home. My story been untold. Seeing greatness unfold. We giving out free smoke. Real hitters from the East Coast. Heat, you better keep close. Even youngin' squeeze toast.
Seen it all, been through a lot. Seen killers turn squillers and some niggas got shot. Some niggas locked, sit in a box. I'm talking big numbers. Already been gone like 10 summers. Fence warmers, now the front runners. Youngins coming up, can't tell them nothing. They'll smoke something. Easily provoked, no bluffing. Without thinking, I start reaching. Without blinking, start squeezing. Could try preaching, but will not reach him. Future, he cannot see it. Only time will teach him. Whether behind the wall, survive the rise and fall. Some will find call, for other times hard. So we grind hard at it with no time off. Get it popping like July 4th. Collide over pride, go to war, we will die. But the cause was a lie, it'll cost you your life.
R.I.P.'s Ray Most. Here to bring the game home. My story been untold. Seeing greatness unfold. We giving out free smoke. Real hitters from the East Coast. Heat, you better keep close. Even youngin' squeeze toast. Underground wasn't received by the masses, but I shoot MCs with ease. I'm a savage. Go get whoever, I'ma show you who better. Moonwalk on the track, you just a two-stepper. Hot like scotch, bonus pepper. It's now or never. Seen it all, know about trial and error. Made it out the storm, survived the rainy weather. Everybody ain't built, they can't take the pressure. Pressure bust pipe, had some rough nights. Turn some dark days in the sunlight. Like Nas said, all I need is one mic. Four course meal, not eating crumb bite. Won't settle, can't see me on no level. Might just flood out the whole bezel. I'm whole making so ghetto. Perform like I should win the gold medal. R.I.P.'s Ray Most. Here to bring the game home. My story been untold. Seeing greatness unfold. We giving out free smoke. Real hitters from the East Coast. Heat, you better keep close. Even youngins squeeze toast.
That's that rawness, that's that raw shit right there. Yeah. Schoolboy Radio. Live from the Matrix. Nothing but fire, nothing but fire. You play over here. I like that one right there, boy.
Yeah, that's ugly. We smoke.
It makes you put a screw face on, man.
Yeah.
If it don't, listen, man. If hip hop don't do that for you, you're not listening to the right music. That's all I'm saying. You know? Hip hop is supposed to come with the feeling, man. Like you gotta feel that pain, man. If you don't feel that pain, man, that's some pain right there.
Yeah, make you, you know what I'm saying? Make you think, make the head nod. That's a hip hop, homie.
Yeah, that's definitely rewind music. That definitely rewind music. Like rewind days at school.
That's a touchdown.
I don't know how many times. here we go.
That's definitely a touchdown for Brady. I'm telling you, nigga, whoever's winning by halftime is going to win the game. Because they both comeback masters. Yeah?
Right.
So whoever winning by halftime is going to win the game, yo. Because they both definitely come back. I give Tom Terrific by motherfucking 2 points. At
if
least
they
2 points.
If they down by 10, you can call it a deuce. You can call it a deuce right there. If they down by 10 by halftime, that's it.
Yeah, just don't have the ball in either one of them hands. If they down, damn, yo, that's going to be a fucking problem. if you need one touchdown and you down, and you down like fucking last quarter, and if it's in either one of their hands, That's guaranteed. That's damn near fucking 70-30 going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, you're right. Definitely right. Either one of them was 40.
Yeah, man. So I feel for whoever's, you know, got that, who don't got that ball at the end, it's going to be a problem, my nigga. I'm definitely going to be watching. Vegas is going to be, niggas going to be owing, niggas going to lose the house fucking around going against fucking Tom.
Betting against Mike, man. It's like betting against Mike. It's like betting against Floyd, man. I gotta take the safe bet. And speaking of Floyd, yo, yes. Chip Gibbs for a minute. Floyd and called 50 Cent out for an exhibition.
50 don't want to fight, man. 50 just want to sell books, man, and talk shit. He do not want to get in the ring with Floyd Mayweather. Yo, Floyd is like, I don't give a fuck. What weight? Let's do it. 50 like, nah. You can't read. He trying to clown him, and Floyd want that smoke bad. 50's like, oh, it's not going to be fair because I'm heavier. Floyd is like, fuck how big you are, nigga. You lace up, I'm going to beat this. You're going to get this work. I'd love to see them two niggas fight. Because 50 talks so much shit about Floyd. Floyd can't wait to put hands on 50. And the legit.
This
has
been going for
fucking,
how many years? He's been talking smack about for how many years? Like 10 years going
on? Come on, man. If they got to get it on. Go ahead, Bobo, get in the ring with Floyd. Fuck him up like you said you could do. Fuck Floyd up.
Yeah, do it.
Nigga, go ahead if you want to. Yeah.
That nigga went back to promoting power. He went back to promoting power and posting up books. He ain't said nothing to Floyd.
He gonna get that Nate Robinson treatment fucking around.
He could get that Conor McGregor too, you know. Conor with McGregor.
Hell yeah.
Get laid out.
Oh man. He did kind of dirty, because kind of thought he going to really have a chance. All Floyd did was take him to the deep waters, like, all right, this nigga can't fucking box no fucking all them rounds. Let me get him tired. As soon as he got him tired, start taking that nigga apart. Poof, 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 poof.
Yeah.
As soon as that nigga was tired, Floyd turned it all the way on. Like, all right, now this nigga tired. Let's go. Took that nigga apart.
McGregor didn't see that shit coming, yo.
But he just got taken apart again, though. Just this last match he just had.
Oh, yo, I got to see that one, man. It was bad.
They put him out. Like Goo Goo Gaga. Yeah.
Well, you know, that kid had a chip on his shoulder because he beat him. So he had to get that one on his belt. You know what I'm saying? He beat him before. He beat him bad, that kid. So he got to get his back.
Yeah, he had to get that smoke back, man, because he had that reminder of that L he took, and he was like, nah, I ain't going out like this. You ain't going to do me like Ken Shamrock, nigga. We going there. I'm gonna knock you straight out.
Nah, the illest fight I seen him have is with that nigga Diaz, man. Nate Diaz. That was the illest rematch. Like, the first one, Nate caught him out there. Boom, the second one, Conor got him. And I think the third one, Conor got him, too. I think they did it three times. Conor beat him twice. That shit was dope, though, man. Niggas go out there, they put it all on the line, nigga. You could die in that ring, nigga. Hats off to the motherfucking Warriors. That step in that fucking octagon. Because your ass ain't guaranteed to come out of there, my nigga.
Yeah.
It is no joke.
Careers done got ended. Limbs done got broken in that octagon. There's no whole ball going in there.
Hell yeah.
It is so. Yeah, that octagon is so crazy. That's why these guys fight like two or three times a year. If that.
The ill shit is, I don't think there hasn't been a death in the octagon yet. But there's been deaths in wrestling. And wrestling's supposed to be fake, but there's been deaths in wrestling. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, but you know, in MMA, you ain't jumping off the 10-foot rope, you know? You ain't getting slammed off the... You ain't getting slammed off the cage, you know?
Yeah.
Like this, they coming in cracking bones. They hitting you with that elbow. Your jaw could break, you know? They run up on you with a knee. You done. Your teeth is out. Everything.
Plus,
yeah, I want to see
the fucking. Plus, the difference with that in wrestling is that they don't have to tour. They can do another fight like every 6 to 7 months. In wrestling, they on the road like 300 days a year.
Yeah, you know, they got the routines. They got their routines, like who's supposed to win and all that shit. But it's still physical. It still can hurt your ass. Those moves hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. They be out for months when they get injured. They be out for months. For months they be out.
Especially when niggas be that. You know that move when niggas be slapping niggas, you hear that slap go across the whole fucking... That's not fake. You can't fake that slap, nigga.
Oh, that fire chop? The fire slap?
That Ric Flair chop.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
They be making niggas chest bleed.
Like, you can't fake that, yo. You can't fake that.
Nah.
Even a nigga pick you up and slam you on your back, that hurts,
you
yo. Even if you know you're going to get slammed and you're ready for it, it still hurts.
See how they chest look? They chest look like raw chicken when they get slapped.
Yo, check this out. Now, I had a friend of mine that I knew. He was, this is like around 2005, 2006. He was training to be in the WWE. And one of the first things he had to do was he had to meet with some of the wrestlers. And one of them was Chris Benoit. Everybody know who Chris Benoit is. But anyway,
yeah.
He had to meet him. Yeah, and the first thing they had to do, they had to do like a type of regimen. And they had to do the chops. Like, if you can survive that first chop, you going to make it. That's a chance that you're going to make it. My nigga said that Benoit chopped him. He said he felt like his heart was about to jump out of his fucking chest, man. Straight up. Like, one chop,
hell,
and just went, pow!
Damn, that fire chop, that Hassan chop. That's a Hassan
chop
right
there.
Yeah,
that shit can send your body into fucking convulsions, yo. You can fucking, you can chop your heart, nigga. That shit'll fuck you up, yo. It's like getting hit with a baseball bat in your chest, nigga. You gonna slow down, yo.
They had to stick their chest out, and he chopped all them dudes like one by one. My nigga said, yo, that felt like my heart about to jump out my damn chest straight up. I was like, he was like, you want to do another one? He like, nah, no more, son.
Nah, you know what I like when you throw a nigga to the ring. Now he's running to the ring. Now the big foot come up and catch him. Poof. Yo, so you know that shit fake, but you know that shit still hurt.
Oh, that big ass boot to the chest? Yeah.
Yeah.
That big ass boot to the chest will knock the phlegm out you.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you throw you to the rope and you flying back to him now. Or the clothesline? Yo, the clothesline? I don't give a fuck if you know that's part of the plan and all that. You get clotheslined, nigga, by a fucking 300-pound man. Your ass is hurt, yo.
You ain't getting up.
Yeah, nah. Nah, it's
a lot
some
of
serious,
said that
some
they
serious.
They need to make it through the training.
And if you don't stick to the script, you go off script and really fuck me up, nigga, I'm going to see you in the locker room. I'm going to fucking ice pick your ass. I'm going to get your ass in the showers, nigga. Nigga, what the problem? Nah, nigga, you remember you were supposed to lose, nigga. You won. Get you.
Yeah, definitely a lot of botch, a lot of botch be happening in wrestling where, you know, they get slammed on their neck. They're supposed to slam on their back, and he might have threw him a little too early. Now he land on his neck. Like, plenty of times them wrestlers get injured, man. Plenty of times.
Gotta stick to the script, my nigga. That's how we do with Screwball Radio. Stick to the script. There's some fire at E. And those motherfuckers is like, shut up, play some music.
Now I got another one, man, from that Conway album. This joint here is called Kill All Rats.
Featuring Ransom. Yeah, Ransom from, he from Jersey. And then Rome Streets from Brooklyn. He knew New York, Rome Streets. Definitely dope. Definitely dope. Check him out, Rome Streets.
Yes, we're going to play that now. We will be back with y'all shortly. Let's go.
The lifestyles of the cold and heartless. My truth don't come to the light. I write with the soul of darkness. Throw your carcass back in the alley, right by them golden arches. Rolled in carpet, body is rotten. Shocking to know the charges, so accomplished. The corner store's like my Oval Office. Flowing cautious, meticulous and sick when I load the cartridge. Blow your cartilage in a million pieces with a brilliant thesis. I'm a god to these gangsters like a Sicilian Jesus. Still a creature. Spitting fire cause I'm filled with ether. Still a creature. Give him 16 with the beam and spill his features. Fill the bleachers like I'm Jordan shooting. I'm the raw pollution. Call the troops and the greatest. So what we all disputing? Nigga, I never lost a victim. The lock and ripped him. Then it's back to the long nose like I'm lost a pippin. Bars are sickening. I gotta trust the system. Y'all niggas lost your vision. Read it in prayer. I'm
check. I got Rugers for Judas and Hollows for Donnie Brasco. Leave your fear of God holy and send you to me to pop. Before my rap was popping, I pushed powder for nostrils. In cahoots with wild, violent, dime moves, making plots to pop you. Send you to the upper room, fuck the hospital. Leave your soul cozy in a box like a prodigy. Pretty ghetto die too, I decide to screw, but never hit it raw, but have it traffic in the soft inside a condom too. If I get knocked, she pop the pussy on a conjugal. I came up the Conway, selling everybody food. Acid weed pills and hard rock like Motley Crue. Hard-headed, didn't give a fuck if mommy knew. Turned 1 to 2 and then the clan fed. Took an oath that I would slice the throat to any Danny Hernandez. Had 6 9s in my possession, but I sold them all. Never tell you motherfuckers or who I know protocol. The food stamps transformed to Franklin's and filet mignon. Truffle butter swigging Ace of Spades like it's Avion. Dick riding rappers, I slide off with your baby mom. Having testing out Molly batches in the lacy thong. We rob Paul, Pop Peter. Soul Ace to John, Mother Mary and Joseph until my paper long. Motherfucker.
I'm Thanos with the gauntlet, they know they don't want this. You niggas play though, they gon' spray your mom shit, they so heartless. Ain't no compassion, nigga, ain't no conscience. They carry essence, they gon' take precautions. They know calm, get crazy at the minimum, he gon' take your arm with one of the missiles that my Draco launches. That's why when I say we're shaking, ain't no responses. Grown work mafia gang, bitch, they gon' bomb shit. Hardest shit in the streets, I shake the tri-state. Look, nigga, you gambling with your life, you know it's high stakes. Water was too hot, made that mayo jar and that pot break. Fucked up a quarter brick, man, that shit had me irate. This goes fuckin', sample the noise my fucking pot make. 25K for a feature, nigga, that's my rate. They say they gon' do something to me, well, I cannot wait. We gon' shoot up your weight, fuck niggas can't even die safe. You niggas is not safe.
Underground fire I be talking about right there. You heard? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that fire, man. Screwball Radio coming with that fire you don't hear.
Yeah, once again, that's off that new Conway, the Machine album. If it bleeds, it can be killed.
Yeah, a lot of shit dropped this month, man. Some new shit's out there, man. A lot of Kurt, my nigga Kurt Digger, Queens. Kings for Queens, he dropped some nigga. QB Rap E. Niggas is doing their thing, man. I see y'all niggas, man. See you niggas, man.
Tragedy too. Tragedy dropped Hidden Files. Tragedy just dropped
that's
his
right.
album too.
That's right. My nigga Jay Supreme did a joint on there. I just talked, man. Yeah, I just listened to a couple of them joints, man. Tragedy, that shit is dope. That joint you got with Raekwon on there is crazy. You gotta play something off that next week too.
Yeah,
man,
definitely.
Shout
out South Monty.
It's in a beautiful place.
Yeah, definitely a lot of good music coming
hip-hop is definitely in a good place, my nigga, for real. A lot of OGs still in the game. You know, y'all young boys is keeping it flaming. You know, we just got to keep the shit popping, man.
Yeah, Kyron, too. Kyron got, you know, released that Who Shot Rudy video.
Oh, no doubt. You know, my young dog, he's back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that definitely
his ass is up.
Restore the feeling, as I should say. You know, restore the feeling.
No doubt. Me and my niggas fuck the Esco. We's riding out today. Some that William Bostick spot and shit. You got some fire. We got some shit, yo. Kind of about to send you some fire. I'm about to send you some fire so we can start getting this little Screwball family shit together. We got number five spitters on the team. Number fucking. We got a few surprises too. I got this rock joint. We gonna surprise niggas.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna surprise niggas. But we gonna keep it popping, man. You know, 2021 is here. The game is the mall. Everybody get their motherfucking hot wings and pizzas and beers. Gonna be selling. It's gonna be popping.
Definitely. Definitely
They have an NBA All-Star game this year still, too. And LeBron is mad at that shit. That nigga's like, yo, why we gonna have the fucking All-Star game and it's supposed to be a pandemic? No good. I think they should cancel that shit. They should cancel that shit, but we'll talk about that shit next week.
Yeah, they need money, man. I mean, I guess that's the way they look at it, but... The league done still made their bread anyway. They're going to still make it, but it ain't nothing like season money.
Okay, now who's going to, every year, you know, I got to bet somebody now. Comment, he don't want to bet me no more. So I got to bet you, Don. Who you taking in the Super Bowl?
My nigga, I'm going crazy, man. I got to go with the Mets, man.
You know, I ain't going to miss Brady.
Nah, he jumped. He jumping in the whip with you. He ain't going against you, man.
That's like Ben against Floyd, man.
Come on, somebody.
Like Ben against Floyd. You can't do it.
Somebody put 50 push-ups against fucking Brady, yo. Come on. Somebody. Comment.
Yo, who out there wants smoke with Poet? He got Brady. Who wants to smoke with him? Call up. Let us know what you think. Put your 50 push-ups on it. Videotape yourself doing the 50 push-ups when you lose, because that's what's going to happen. Anytime you bet against Poet, you're going to lose.
Yeah, one year, Comet thought that nigga was going to definitely win, yo. I think it was going again. I think it was Tom Terrific versus fucking Seahawks, was it? Oh, it was one of them years, man.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
And Bomb and Conley, right now, they losing. And the year before that, I got him, too. And this year, he's like, nah, I got this. They definitely going with it. The niggas got their ass beat. The nigga Conley's like, I'm never betting you no more.
Nah, I ain't betting him no more. Definitely no bets. All bets.
He took all the money. He been taking all the money.
Man. Listen, man. Like I said, if you want to smoke, bet him. Bet him. You're going to have your arms and chest on. He's going to have your arms and chest on fire. I'm telling you that right now. Okay. Put that 50 up. Come on, 50 push-ups, man. You got 50 push-ups in you, right?
Yeah. Come on, you take that bet. You don't jump in the whip with me, nigga. Go against the grain.
Nah, I gotta be strategic. I'm strategic with my gambling.
Yeah, he's not stupid.
I ain't going against Brady.
This time next week, Brady gonna be fucking shining up his fucking ring. This time next week, we will have a Super Bowl champion. It will be Tom Terrific, for number 6.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that, man. They'll be number 7, actually. They'll be actually number 7. We got 6 already.
Ooh, man, you think he ain't getting number 7, homie? He getting number 7? He ain't
going
all the way there in the first one after getting number 7.
Especially when
he got more to prove. Who got more to prove, the young boy or Brady?
He bought a new squad of men.
Who got more to prove right now?
They both got something to prove. You know, he trying to recoup. He trying to redo it. McComb, he trying to redo it again. And Brady got something to prove because, you know, he's back at it with a new team. You know, new whole program over there.
Who's got more to prove? I think it's on Brady got more to prove. He the OG, just got a new team. You know what I'm saying? I think he got more to prove. The young boy got a lot to prove because, you know, he got years ahead of him. But Brady got a rap. He's wrapping his shit up. Brady's wrapping his shit up, so his shit he trying to solidify his shit with a fucking win. Go out on top like fucking Peyton did. That nigga Peyton rode off into the sunset like nobody else I've seen before. I heard that.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely left his mark and peeled out.
That's smart.
Peeled
Go out with
out.
A bang.
Even though his brother didn't.
Yeah.
Eli didn't. Eli went out with a wet fucking fart. That nigga didn't go out with no bang. He went out like a wet fucking underwater fart. You know?
Yeah.
Well, fuck it, you know, that's my team. My teams always fuck up. Jets and Giants, and they ain't going nowhere, no time soon.
Now, before we wrap it up, man, I want to send a rest of peace condolences to Leon Spinks. He passed away a couple hours ago.
Oh,
Leon
shit.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Leon Spinks, my nigga. I heard one story back in the days when that nigga won. He came to Queensbridge and fucking spent mad money, yo, in bars and coke and shit in the hood. I don't know how true it is, but I heard that nigga won and came straight to Queensbridge and was partying down at the pub with niggas. Word, man. Shout out to fucking Spinks, man. Damn, I ain't know that.
Just flashed up on ESPN. They was a legend,
damn.
Man. He beat Muhammad Ali when the odds was against him. They had a rivalry out the ass. Straight up. That was some real hard-nosed boxing right there. That's when Ali was getting there with killers in.
Yeah, that was the old Ali, though, man. That was the old Ali, man. Damn, rest in peace, man. Thanks.
Have a big rest in peace, man. But we're going to end the show on that note with a classic joint from the Screwball Click, of course, called Screwed Up, produced by the Beat Nuts off the Loyalty album. And we're going to see y'all next week.
Shout out Psycho Les, Psycho Les, Psycho Les, bless the beat. Yeah, he got some beats for us coming up, too. Some new shit from Psycho Les. Shout out to Beat Nuts.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Y'all next week, holla at me.
That's the beat. The brain cell. We raise hell. SCREWBALL. Niggas came to reign supreme in this rap game. Poet, hostile, Kenny Lou. Karan put the screw through the ball. That's my unit, my clique. Plus, there's another 1,000 niggas to fuck with that don't give a shit. I let you know from the gate. Don't front, don't fuck around, and everything straight. Ayo, son. Niggas never heard nothing like this. Strike 'em like matches.
DiCaprio or slay it. When I say it, I lay it thick, so it sticks to your membrane. I tame the streets with crack sales and females and empty shells, and keep rappers biting they fucking nails.
Real blood is red, bruises is black and blue. What the hell's a bullet out the motherfucking screw? Do you something awful? Caught you slipping, quickly put the clip in, caps the ripping. A nigga in a ticket, then getting, start dipping before you fix it. The earth representing the rebirth. Yeah, cats I intercept, interact daily for my peoples. I die.
And not sweating airplay. We did it the old fashioned way. We earned it. Niggas try to take what we got. They burn kid. My rhyme crime family. Don't fuck around. We all screwed up. That's the way shit sounds. My head is pounding. Cause of my surroundings. Founding these projects. I'm drowning in bricks. Six floors and walls. Ticket drawers in my clutches. Fucking touches. Putting kids on crutches. Watch this. You really wanna battle? Trojans, the gas with the loud explosion.